Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Locker Room Talk Radio. What's up, sports world? Welcome to Locker Room Talk Radio, brought to you by All Day Sports USA. I'm your host, Coach Gary Ward Jr., a.k.a. All Day, the one who knows about the X's and O's.
And this is your man, Professor X-Factor, a.k.a. Angry Man. Please take out your textbooks, take a seat, and shut the hell up. Class is in session.
Man, and ladies and gentlemen, we got our brother on the mic as well. Executive chef, man, my man, NYC's finest, man. Got Q Drayford on the mic. What's going on, Q?
Yeah, this is your man, Executive. The always elusive, dropping the exclusive, never intrusive.
Oh, shit.
Got some bullshit to let him know today.
Man.
Remix!
Wow, man. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to episode 44 of Locker Room Talk Radio. Bring you the real raw radio for the real sports fan. The number to call, 858-777-8433. Call into the show and let your voice be heard, and make sure you press 1 on your mobile device. If you don't press 1, I'm telling you right now, we're not going to hear you. And you know what, man? Here at Locker Talk Radio, we like to open up each show with a segment called Dominant Athletes and Media News, or what we like to call here Locker Room Talk Radio, and this world definitely applies. You know what? I'm going to change it up today. God damn. Boy, this man today. Okay. This is what I'm going to do. Before I even get into the segments that we're going to do, I'm going to let my man Exclusive, Executive, just go ahead and drop some bombs on y'all today, man, that's pertaining to my New York football Giants. And it's just, Executive, you got the floor, man. You got the floor. Tell them the bullshit that's going on before. Let them know.
Well, you see, Miss Purdy. Oh, man. Well, Pat Shermer, ladies and gentlemen, apparently believes that he is built for this. Now, what this is, we may never know. But allegedly, he believes that coaching and play calling is what he is best at. Apparently, that's what he told reporters at the press conference
sometime this week.
So, this week, he also had a players' meeting with he himself and the players and, quote-unquote, laid down the law. Yes.
Oh, God, okay.
You heard that correctly. He Steven Seagal'd that meeting, and he laid down the law to put all players on notice that if they do not play up to their potential salary and current role on the roster and come away with a team W, that they may no longer be in that same role on that same roster after the bye week.
The nerve is
because he is built for this. He is built for this. And he knows that they are just a couple of plays away from turning this thing around, because they, at 2-7, and I quote, are going down the right path. These are quotes, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to understand, these are not opinions, these are not exaggerations, and these are not putting it in our own words. These are quotes. He is built for this. Apparently, the New York Giants are also targeting wide receiver Dez Bryant during the bye week if said things don't get turned around.
Wow.
So that Daniel Jones can have a possible true number one receiver to throw to if our receiving core can't get it together.
I think that's a mistake. That's a mistake.
Additionally, there's some subterfuge. If you don't know the word, look it up. There's some subterfuge behind the signing and trading for Leonard Williams. Why, you ask? I tell you. It's so that the management of the front office can say they already addressed the pass rushing issue by bringing in Leonard Williams. Therefore, targeting, once again, a wide receiver in the first round of the upcoming draft. Instead of going after Chase Young, you want to go after Jared Judy, wide receiver, 6'1" from Alabama. You know what? I'm going on a hiatus. I will root for the Knicks before I root for the damn Giants again. Until Shermer is gone. I didn't want his ass in March. I didn't want his ass in April. I didn't want his ass in August. I didn't want his ass in matter of fact, trade him for Freddie Kitchens. At least he calls plays. He can't leave no damn body, but at least he can call a play. Shit. I'm done.
Well, first of all,
oh,
let me say
and
this
another thing. Dave Gettleman and the Giants also plan on addressing. the tackle position. Because clearly, Gettleman is ready to admit Nate Solder was not the answer. However, guess what they plan on doing? Don't guess, I'll tell you.
Oh, Lord.
They plan on throwing big money at division rival Trent Williams.
No, you know what? You know what? Okay.
Yeah,
I
gave you the whole cake. I had to give you the icing.
Oh, man. See, you held that one for me. So now I'm even more upset. Okay,
yeah,
look, cut this
off. See, now I can mute myself and just let you be pissed for the next 52 minutes.
My man. Okay, let me say this. I'm going to make this professor's take on what Q just dropped on us right now. First of all, the nerve of this dude to talking about if you don't pretty much live up to your contract or live up to your whatever position you play. Excuse me, your ass don't live up to your contract either. And you don't live up as a damn coach. How the hell you got the nerve to tell somebody what they got to live up to with your ass though? That's number one. Number two,
he's built for this. Yep.
He's built for this. Man, get the hell out of here. You are offensive coordinator at best. Now, I'm going to go ahead and second what you said because I didn't really care for his ass either in March, in April, just like you said, in January, whatever the hell. Okay? But I gave his ass a chance when we first got him. I was like, okay, well, whatever. I mean, you know, we can't get no worse, but son, it shows that we absolutely. Okay, exactly. Okay, and then on top of that, you're going to sit here and tell me. Now, okay, I kind of get you need another wide receiver because Sterling Shepard right now, concussion protocols, you know what I'm saying? He's being concussed for a number of games, and he's hardly available. I get that. But for you to even say, okay, if you were to bring Dez Bryant in, which I'm not too fond of, but I guess, you know, it is what it is. But don't make it seem like that Dez Bryant is going to be the answers, the end-all, be-all, and the reason why Daniel Jones has not succeeded. I don't give a damn what wide receivers you put back there. If the play calling ain't right and the line ain't right, it's all for nothing. So you can miss me with that statement. That, and then on top of that, to tell me and to tell Locker Room Talk Radio in the upcoming 2020 draft, you're going to go after another wide receiver instead of what we desperately need. We've been desperately needing this for the past 6 to 7 years. We need somebody to touch the damn quarterback. This shit is crazy. Hey, Ma, I know you're listening. I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound like this, and I know I got a little potty mouth right now, but I'm upset. I apologize. And hey, you can beat me when you see me, okay? I gotta put it out there. But, Professor, what's your take, man, before I get into the show, man, about what you said? That's crazy. That's crazy to me.
I guess him issuing the challenge that he issued, he feels like it's a doable thing to go and play the Jets this weekend because that's who they play. However, and I think the Giants are favored to win that game, but I think that's also going to be a potentially very close game. The Jets are 12th in the league in defense. The defense really is bad. Offensively, they are last in the league. They are 32nd. Out of 32 teams. The Giants are 20th in offense and 31st in defense. So when the Jets' offense is on the field, you should be looking at a pretty evenly matched thing. You got the 31st ranked defense versus the 32nd ranked offense. And then the Giants will have the 20th ranked offense versus the 12th ranked defense. And I guess the only reason
we're 31st and then 32nd is because of the Leonard Williams trade. Wait, let me throw something funny out there real quick. Isn't it funny how Jabril Peppers and Odell Beckham have the same amount of touchdowns this year? I just want to throw that out there. That's hilarious.
I'm glad you brought that up because it goes right back to what Gary is saying. It doesn't matter what receivers you put out there. And hell, over there, they got Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry and another motherfucker whose name I can't really remember right now.
Rashard Higgins.
Rashard Higgins. Mm-hmm. But their offensive line looks like shit, and their offense sucks. But their offense isn't last in the league. The Jets' offense.
And like I said, that's because Freddie Kitchens can call a play. Baker Mayfield just can't read his hop, just can't get to his hot routes.
Freddie Kitchens is calling good plays. Can't get to his hot route because they hot on his ass.
That's what I'm saying. So, like I said, I ain't got a problem with Freddie Kitchens, you know, when you're comparing him to Shermer. Now, if you're comparing him to any legit head coach, okay, yeah, he's still at the bottom of the barrel. But if you're comparing a fake play caller head coach that shouldn't be head coach to another fake play caller head coach to head coach, I'll take Freddie Kitchens before I take Shermer. All day, every day, twice on Sunday.
This is crazy.
It's weird because the Giants are in the middle of the road in passing and in rushing. They're 16th in both categories.
Half of the reason for that is because Saquon's been out half the year. So that's why we are ranked the way we are in rushing because he's been out half the year. So if he played. If he's played 8 games, 9 games so far, completely from start to finish, I think we're still top 10, top 12 minimum.
True. I just don't know what the probability of that is if you don't do what's necessary to prepare the offensive line.
Like I said, I'm not taking shit.
I'll be honest with you. I don't like either of your tackles, your center and your two guards. I'm okay with them. I'm comfortable with them.
Yep.
But them two tackles, y'all cannot run off tackle. You can't.
He got to go between the guard and center like, excuse me.
You remember a few years ago when Les Miles was at LSU and everybody wanted him gone because they were tired of LSU's offense looking like 3-4 yards in a cloud of dust. That's what the Giants offense looks like right now in terms of their running game. It's 3-4 yards, cloud of dust.
I'm going to say this real quick, man, because, you know, I want to get to the rest of these segments, these subjects, because, you know, we also got to pick the games as well. So we're going to be moving a little bit more rapid.
Wow.
I got to say this one last thing, though. Then he says, and I quote, because my man gave it to me, I feel the urgency to win a football game. Who the hell you think you're talking to, Sharma? Who do you think you're talking to, man? You have the urge to win a football game.
What do you mean he feels the urgency to win a football game? You're supposed to have that.
Because the question was, does he feel that he's on the hot seat this weekend to beat the Jets? So his answer was, to avoid answering the question of feeling on the hot seat, he says, I feel the urgency to win a football game, as if to say beating the Jets on Sunday is irrelevant. Winning a football game is what his goal is because he's built for this.
But that should be your goal every
week. Thank you, Professor.
If your offense is 20th in the league and it has only amassed to a 2-7 record for you, you've got to learn to say goodbye. First of all, it's evident that something is wrong with your defense because they're ranked 31st in the fucking league.
That is
evident. We don't need a rocket scientist to tell us that your defense is suspect as hell because you can't get to the quarterback. You can't. And then if you do get to the quarterback, you'll have games where you'll get to the quarterback, but then you won't be able to stop the run and you lose anyway. And you can't stop the run because you don't have any linebackers behind what defensive tackles you have. And then if you got linebackers, then you'll mess around and you'll have linebackers, but you'll never have defensive tackles. So it's like the Giants are kind of like the movie Friday. Y'all ain't never got two things that match in here. Kool-Aid, no sugar.
Man,
peanut
look,
butter, no jelly.
We're going to leave it there, man. We're going to leave it.
Wait. We got a pass, no rushes. We got lines, no backing.
Yep. Got you. But let's go ahead and move on, man, because I don't want to talk about this no more, man. It's just making me more.
They can run out wide, but they can't receive it.
Come on, son. Moving right along, ladies and gentlemen, man. Antonio Brown is up to his antics again. This dude, man, don't know if he's coming or damn going, man. Antonio Brown, he has an appointment. Actual meeting next Thursday with the NFL to talk about his future. However, that might be cut shorter than we think because he decided to go on Twitter today and rush again, okay, about how bad the NFL is. And I'm going to read this off of ESPN.com. And it said here that Thursday afternoon, after a profanity-filled tweet earlier in the day, he wants the league to, quote, clear his name and reiterate that he'll never play again. So this is what he says in his tweet. Imagine conforming to a system, giving it 100% to see them treat me like this is unfairly. Making money off my sweat and blood. F the NFL. I'll never play in this S treat black people the worst. Clear my name and go F yourself. Now, at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you like this, because like I said, I want to I'm going to get everybody's take, but I don't want to stay too much on it. But my thing is this. Why would you say I'm never playing in the NFL again, and then now you want to meet him on Thursday? That makes no sense.
He's filed grievances against the Oakland Raiders and the Patriots.
Man, this dude, I'm going to tell you like this, and maybe because I'm upset about the news earlier, and might take a back later, which I don't think I will. However, at the end of the day, I think this dude, Antonio Brown, as much as I've stood up for this dude, man, I'm not going to say that because of his past aggressions and the things that he's going through and the alleged sexual misconduct and all that stuff, because at the end of the day, if the dude didn't do it, he shouldn't be punished for something that he didn't do. But I will say this about Antonio Brown. He doesn't help his damn case. And I'm so sick of people always talking about that, well, you know, it's cool to talk about, you know, what's on your mind and shit like that. And I get it. It is. But when you do stuff like this, it doesn't help your case. And I can't ride with a dude that keeps putting himself in the fire, and I keep defending. So at the end of the day, I could care less if Antonio Brown ever comes back to the family. I'm done with his ass. Professor, your thoughts about Antonio Brown and his quote?
Well, I mean, he didn't lie, though.
I got you.
The NFL does treat players like shit. And the thing is, it's like, I'm going to tell you why I'm okay with what he said. Because when players get screwed over, blatantly screwed over by the league, and they say nothing, we complain. But if, as long as the player doesn't complain, it kind of gets talked about and then it disappears. But God forbid that player complain on their own and attempt to defend themselves, then we have a shit fit. And I don't care whether you necessarily like his comments or not, he didn't lie. Since Roger Goodell has been commissioner of the NFL, there have probably been more players suspended that shouldn't have been suspended than there have been players suspended who earned their fucking suspensions. And that's just what it is. So when he says, you know what I mean, like, I guess the fact that, one, nobody recognizes what really is going on right now, because it's like, all of a sudden, he decides he ain't going to play no more, and you stop hearing about his sexual misconduct case completely. It completely vanishes from headlines. Not a little bit vanished, completely fucking vanished from the headlines the minute that the Patriots cut him. It's like, now the NFL claims that the investigation is still ongoing and doesn't appear to be ending anytime soon. So I got a question. Did you investigate Jerry Jones to this degree? Did you investigate Robert Kraft to this degree? Did you investigate Tom Brady to this degree? Did you investigate the guy that was down in Dallas putting women through coffee tables and shit to this degree?
Right. Yo, let me stop you right there, Professor. I got a call on the line, and then I'm going to get to Q so we get to our next segment, though. But caller from 973 area code, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, guys, remember me?
Hey, Big Lou, what's going on, family? How you doing, man?
You know, I've had trouble reaching you guys in the recent weeks. You know, I did call in, but I didn't go through.
Oh, I apologize for that. You know what? Blog Talks for the past couple of weeks have been giving me problems, so I'm not exactly sure. So, but I apologize.
No, really? I never would again.
Yeah, right. What's going on, Lou, man? What you think about what you're hearing right now, man?
You're talking about Antonio Clown. I mean Brown.
Yes, we're talking about Antonio Brown. What's your thoughts, man?
He's a schmo.
He's a schmo.
He's a schmo.
And a schmuck, I got you. Mm. You know what?
Right. We haven't heard this before.
You know, like I was telling Professor, man, at the end of the day, man, I understand Professor's point, man. He may be telling the truth about what he was complaining about. My problem is with Antonio Brown is that, you know, maybe this is just my opinion. At the end of the day, get what you got to get first, and then if you want to stir up a shitstorm, then by means, go at it. You don't have a job right now. You understand what I'm saying? And I've defended this guy. You know what I'm saying? And that's my problem. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think that half the stuff that they're throwing at him is justifiable. Now, I'm not going to say that he's an angel. Because at the end of the day, I do believe he has a lot of things that were inflicted on himself. But my thing is that before you start talking cash craziness, how about you get a job first? And then once you get a job and do what you got to do, then if you want to put it out to the masses about how you feel, then have at it. No matter how much I agree or disagree, just be smart about it. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think you can put that in the same sentence. Antonio Brown's smart.
Yeah, I hear you on that, Lou. I hear you on that, man. But, but it is what it is, man.
That reminds me of a song from 20 years ago. Why don't you get a job? Oh, boy.
Go ahead, Lou. I'm sorry.
It was a song, but it had nothing to do with anything from the R&B world. This was modern alternative. So just to show you my age and stuff. Yeah.
I got you. Well, I'm glad that you called back, Lou, man, and I'll definitely look out for you again, man, because I didn't see that you called last time. But I got to move on to executive, man. But thank you for calling in and always being loyal to Locker Room Talk Radio, man. We definitely appreciate you.
Hey, I'm not going anywhere, so.
Okay, yeah. Got you. All right, Lou. All right. Nice talking to you, man. Yes, sir. That's our man, Lou, from New Jersey. Executive, man, let me get to you real quick before we get to our next segment.
Monado!
What you think about Antonio Brown's Twitter rant, if you have anything that you would like to add, sir?
Well, let's say a few things.
Okay.
Number one, I know several people, including myself, that have people on payroll or representation that have access, permission, and responsibilities for social media posting on those platforms and representing the person or the brand. So I'm never going to hold an individual accountable for an individual post until it's been confirmed or clarified by that individual that they did that and said that. So that's number one.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes
that's number
sense.
One. Number two, when you have been a victim, I don't care what level, what age, what situation, irrelevant. I don't care who did. I don't care who made you a victim. But when you are a victim, you've been accused, allegedly. You've been maliciously attacked directly.
Mm-hmm.
You have suffered from accusations, allegations, and a bunch of bullshit. And you actually didn't do any of those things. Anything that I do or a person was to do after that fact, I believe, is a cause and reaction, a cause and effect, a repercussion of those alleged allegations and accusations and bullshit. So when people say, when people say somebody shouldn't act like that, how the fuck is a victim supposed to act? When somebody says I don't think he should have said that, I don't think he should have been in a position to have to say that. When somebody says he was wrong. He could have did it differently. They could have did him differently. So I'm kind of lost at how anybody, except the people that actually created these allegations, how does anybody look at this person? I don't care who, mind you, we're not talking about Antonio Brown anymore. We're talking about anybody accused of anything that has not been proven that they did. How are they supposed to act? Because guess what? I don't want to hear some bullshit about I've been accused for murder I'm facing life in prison, and the way I'm sitting in the courtroom looks guilty. Bitch, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't
that's
tell
like, that's
me
basically
how,
what
how
they did to Antonio Brown was basically like a judge revoking his bond.
Correct. Like, don't tell me how I should look, should act, what I should say, what I should wear, how I should sit, how I should not roll my eyes, how I should not address the media, how I should not watch the news and read the paper. I'm going to do whatever I feel like doing at that moment because I don't have any history to pull from. I can't go to 10 years ago when I was accused of the same shit and got passed over. And I don't have any recollections of what to do. What are no college courses on this shit?
Big man.
So is somebody acting out? Yes. What if you? What if he's, you know, what if these tirades and these rants are because of some type of alcohol abuse that somebody may be going through, or an extracurricular activity that may be getting one's mentality high, you know, on a Friday, and then this is the result of them doing these extracurriculars that they wouldn't be doing and wouldn't have access to because they would be running two-a-day drills and three-a-day practices and in the gym every other day and on the field 9 hours a day and getting ready for Sunday and following curfew and doing what their passion is about. Now, is he perfect? No. Are you? No. So shut the fuck up. Because I know I'm not perfect.
Yeah, no, none of us are. Well, y'all are flawed.
So again, how is a victim supposed to act? How is somebody, and I'll even remove the word victim in case anybody out there wants to talk about, he's not a victim, he's not a victim. Shut the hell up. Fine. Anybody, let's call him the accused. How is somebody accused supposed to act? When you want to compare case by case by case and look at every situation by situation by situation, the results are not the same. The accusations are not the same. How it's treated is not the same. So don't expect him to act the same damn way.
You know what? There's a danger in handling and dealing with people that have been accused.
Yep.
Like an Antonio Brown. But for example, especially just, I mean, and I'm not trying to jump subjects. I'm just using this as an example. So there was a young boy that they claimed assaulted a white woman, and they had him executed and killed back in the day. Like 70 years later, he was deemed not guilty of that crime. If he were alive, how do you think he would act?
Right. He wouldn't be happy because the city wants to cut him a check.
And
as
if
an apology.
You gave him access to Twitter, woo! Like,
yeah,
that motherfucker is going to go off.
Gentlemen, we got to leave it there, man. We got to move forward, man. But I just hope to put this shit together, man. That's all I'm saying at the end of the day. Well, we're going to move right along, man. This story here, man, I had to put it in here. And this is going to be the last story, too. And then we're going to go into our picks for week 9. This here, from the root, that's the source, okay? Professor X Factor sent me this, and it was very disturbing, and I wanted to touch on it. A high school football coach resigns after screaming, okay? White power, I still love you in words. You know, on this show, I don't use that word, you know. I have to try to refrain from that. So let me go ahead and just read here exactly what happened. Coach at North Carolina High School has resigned after a video of him celebrating a victory by calling his players the N-word was on Facebook's Les Rant Sisters site on Instagram. But don't despair. The coach insists he's not racist because he claims he has permission to use the word. And according to Coach Klansman, he, quote, didn't mean it in a negative way. Now, this is what he said, and I quote. He said, after they won the game, he said, white power, Knightsdale. before adding, "I still love you" in words. And some caught the celebratory act on hate as hate on Instagram Live, and then he later deleted it. And some thought that, well, okay, if he had permission, it's okay. He's not a racist. But this is my thing, and before we get into these picks, I wanted to put this out there because at the end of the day, I don't care what context you try to use it, you should have never said no ignorant shit like that, especially when I'm pretty sure that majority of your teammates, I mean your players, are African-American. Now, I don't understand how you thought that would have been okay to yell out there in public in front of all these kids. You know what? White power.
He lucky. He lucky.
Who says white power?
Beat the shit out of him.
Exactly. Who says white power and claims they're not a damn racist? Who the hell does that?
The president.
Go ahead, man, real quick. And then
ooh.
We'll just...
ooh.
The president.
What did they do? Oh,
the president.
Go ahead. So your take, man, real quick. And then I'm going to get the cue to get to these quick. Go ahead, man.
The commander in chief.
You can't. You know, I was talking to Gary about this earlier, because I sent it. I don't know if you had a chance to look at the article, because I sent it to you, Gary, and John.
No, I'm gonna look at it after. I was in the hospital all day.
Oh Lord Jesus. You can't. If you had just said, "Man, I love you," it still would have been viewed wrong. But it wouldn't have been viewed as bad as this is because you added white power, Knightsdale. I still love you. Excuse me? White power. And then you're going to tell us you love us? Yeah, no. No. You lucky you wasn't coaching in Chicago or in Baltimore
or Brooklyn.
Jesus. Your kids would have beat the hell out of you out there, bro.
Actually, no. This would have been a a Brenda Blackman My Nine News special report of a white man that just got killed.
They would have beat him, dog. Because now you got to answer not only to those kids, but you got to answer to their parents.
Oh Lord!
What would possess you to do that? I don't give a damn. How happy?
Maybe
like,
he was looking forward to Bad Boys
3. You know what I don't do when I'm celebrating something that makes me happy? I don't go, "Oh yes, yes, the Steelers lost. Ha ha! Fuck you, Crackers. I still love y'all." I don't do that.
What? Well, come on now.
That's not what I do because I'm happy. So you kiss my ass with your. You didn't mean anything by it, and somebody gave you permission to use it. Who the fuck can give you permission to use that? Who?
Your thoughts, executive.
Your ass is unemployed.
What? Your thoughts, executive.
Move forward. I got way too much thoughts, and you ain't got enough time. So I'm gonna just go ahead and shut up. And keep moving.
You know what? I appreciate that. I appreciate
yes, sir.
That.
Hey, so sometimes you just got to be a grown man to realize, you know what? This ain't for me. It's not the time or the
shit
place.
That shit there. Mm-mm, no, sir.
Yep. So I'm gonna just go ahead and get ready for these picks. And I also want to throw in. I like it how every week when I got about 9 or 10 correct, the following week ain't no picks, but. You know what I'm saying? And then when I pick about 4 or 5 teams win, all of a sudden Q only got about 4 this week. I just want to make a little note right there.
Well, first of all, all the picks that we did not do, I'm going to go ahead and put it as a plus for all of us. So it's still going to be, you know, nobody's going to be.
That don't help.
I'm just saying, everybody's still going to be where they need to be. I'm just saying, brother. But I'm talking
about the weeks when the picks aren't
recorded and I picked and I got about 10 or 11, those won't count. And I don't know how many y'all would have got. You probably wouldn't have got 10 or 11. I'm just saying. This ain't good.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, 587-877-8433 is the number to call into the show. We'll go ahead and get into this week 10. I said 9 before I stand.
Black here. Power!
Week 10 picks. So we're going to go ahead and get this thing
going. Yeah.
Oh, God, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
First game, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead with the Los Angeles Chargers tonight's game, Thursday Night Football. Los Angeles Chargers, Oakland Raiders. I am going with the L.A. Chargers. Executive, who are you going with, Chargers, Raiders?
Damn, see, now that the Chargers and fired people and changed people and got a spark, where is it at? Where's the game at?
In Oakland.
Okay, no, fuck that. Give me Raiders.
Raiders.
Silverback.
Okay.
Give me the Silverback.
Gotcha. Professor, who you
they
going
gotta,
with,
they, man? They got to win at home a couple more times while they're still at home. So give me. So tonight going to be one of them.
Got you. Chargers or Raiders, Professor, who you going with?
Yeah, you can give me the Raiders.
Go with Oakland as well.
I think that's going to be a close game, though.
Okay. Next game, ladies and gentlemen, Sunday football. Ravens, Bengals. I'm going with the Baltimore Ravens. Executive, who you going with, man? Ravens, Bengals.
But come on, baby. You talking about another week, another backup quarterback starting? Come on, y'all know y'all love me out there. Ryan Finley in his first start. A.J. Green coming back. Okay, they got some new weapons. Yes, sir. You know what that means, right? Cincinnati only going to lose by about 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you still going with the Ravens.
Yes, they will. It's going to be about 32-17. You know what I'm saying? A.J. Green going to get his man on for at least one of them. That's about it.
Professor, who you picking, Ravens or Bengals, man?
Baltimore.
Going with Baltimore across the board. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how
everybody's starting to come around here in November where I was back in August when I said Baltimore's the shit, Baltimore going to win the division, Baltimore going to the playoffs. I said all that. I didn't want to put that on the Steelers.
I sure enough did, and then it's not happening. But, yeah, you got that. next game, Bills. Browns, Professor X Factor, who's winning? Bills, Browns.
Buffalo.
Going with Buffalo. Executive. Who you picking? Bills, Browns.
Yo, you know what I'm picking? I'm picking for the first time, and I haven't even done this fact checking. I'll go ahead and let y'all do it because, you know, y'all good at that shit. But I'm going to go ahead and say it like it's fact until I'm proven otherwise. I think that next week will be the first time in the middle of the season that multiple head coaches get fired on Monday. That's what I'm calling. Or let's call it Tuesday, since sometimes they wait for Monday Night Football to be over as well. So next week, I believe more than one coach gets fired, and I think that'll be the first time in NFL history, or at least since the merger, that happens. So, yeah, go ahead and give me Buffalo's. So Freddie Kitchens can be on the hot seat along with Nagy and Shermer and Gase and who that boy in Denver? Mm-hmm. Somebody.
Yeah. Fagio. Big, yeah.
Hey, like I said, everybody. Oh. Mm-hmm. Right. Oh. Don't let the Panthers lose because you can put Riverboat Ron on that list too. And the Falcons. Put Quinn on the list. Yes, I can see all get fired.
You crazy. Next game, gentlemen. Next game, Lions, Bears. Executive, who you going for? Detroit, Chicago.
Come on. I'm going with Matt Stafford.
Go
as long as Mitchell Trubisky is the quarterback, give me the other team.
Professor, who's going with Bad Lions Bears?
I'm also going with Detroit.
Yeah, I'm going across the board, baby. I'm going with Detroit as well. Next game.
Yeah, I think Matt Nagy going with Detroit as well.
Yeah. Next game, man. I hate to even do this though, but I'm gonna do it anyway. I'm gonna go with my demon, Giants Jets. I'm going with the Giants. Executive, who you going with, man? Giants Jets.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Dang green, baby, all day. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Professor, who you going with, man? Jets or Giants?
ladies and gentlemen, that stands for tie.
Yeah, like, I mean, dude, like it. This is one of it. Ain't even no sense in asking where they playing it. Shit.
That's right.
Oh fuck, man. I'm going with the Giants, just because Le'Veon Bell has played like shit this year.
Le'Veon Bell's not playing.
Oh wow, well, that's damn.
He's benched.
What?
What?
I'm definitely going with the Giants.
Okay, but we'll get to that another time, though. However, let me go to this next game. Next game, Chiefs-Titans. Executive, who you going with? Chiefs-Titans.
Kansas City. Oh, yeah.
Professor X-Factor, who you going with, man? Chiefs-Titans.
Is Mahomes back yet?
Nope.
No, well, he's limited in practice, so that could be a game.
Probably not. Yeah, he's probably not going to play then.
It probably also doesn't matter. Cause...
You know what? I'm actually going to take Tennessee.
Going with Tennessee. You know what? Even with...
Because isn't Tannehill starting?
Yeah.
I think so. Yes, I think so.
Yeah, like I'm taking Tennessee. Tennessee, for whatever reason, I don't know why, but they're actually averaging more points per game with Tannehill than they are with Mariota.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going with Kansas City, even with Patrick Mahomes still being out. I think right now they're on a roller coaster, and I think they're going to continue to ride that wave. So I'm picking KC as well. Next game, ladies and gentlemen, Cardinals-Buccaneers. I am going with Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Executive, who you going with? Cardinals-Buccaneers.
Arizona.
Going with Arizona. Professor, who you going with? Cardinals-Buccaneers.
Oh, shit. You know, give me Tampa Bay in that game.
Going with Tampa Bay. Next game, ladies and gentlemen,
who the hell are you going with?
I'm just going to go ahead and go first on this one. Falcons and Saints. I'm going with New Orleans. Professor X-Factor, who you going with, man?
No.
Going with New Orleans? No. Executive, who you going with?
No.
Man?
No. No.
Shit.
Go with no.
Hell no.
Oh man, next game, gentlemen.
Ain't no
next
way in
game.
Hell they lose that game. They can start Taysom Hill at quarterback and still beat him by three touchdowns.
They still be in line. Next game, gentlemen. Dolphins, Colts, Professor X Factor. Dolphins got a win last week, son. They got a win last week.
I don't give a damn. Who did they play?
who did they play? They played
Jets.
The Jets, yeah. They did.
What did you just ask me?
Colts, Dolphins. Who you picking? You going to really give me the solid treatment, man? Okay, man.
Who's scheduling this week of football?
I'll put it down for you, right? I'll put it down for you, Professor. I'll put Indianapolis down for you. So, executive.
Yeah, like you know what? Stop acting like you don't know your father, son.
Hey, man, go to hell over there with that.
Let me get the horses.
Shit. Miami Dolphins, Colts. Who you picking? Like, what the fuck?
Next game, this one actually.
Who you got?
Hey, man, this one is actually might not be as easy as advertised. Next game, Los Angeles Rams, Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm going to start with
It's not as easy as advertised.
Who you going?
That game is not going to be as easy as advertised. Where are they playing?
In Heinz Ketchup Field.
Oh, shit. Because the Rams have really kind of offensively underperformed this year. Like,
mm-hmm.
I really don't
mm-hmm.
know. I mean,
I know the Rams look like Shermer's calling the play.
I don't think, you know what I mean? I don't. Oh, man. Like, I mean, and it's not like Pittsburgh's defense is bad, but offensively, neither of these teams is really good. But because I give the edge in passing to the Rams, but then playing in Heinz Field, it's hard to win in Heinz Field. Give me the Steelers. Give me the Steelers.
Going with Pittsburgh. I'm going with Pittsburgh as well. Executive. Who you going with, man? Rams, Steelers.
Rams.
Go with that Los Angeles Rams. Got you. Next game. This one actually is going to be a good one. Panthers, Vikings. Who are you picking, executive? Panthers, Vikings. Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Shit, where the hell are they playing at?
Yeah,
Green Bay.
They're playing in Green Bay.
In Green Bay?
The frozen tundra. Yep.
You said
wait,
the Panthers and the Vikings are playing in Green Bay.
I apologize. That's what I get for being fast. Panthers, Packers. That's what I meant to say.
Where are they playing?
Well,
now he's in Green Bay.
They're playing in Green Bay?
Yes.
Oh, the Panthers and the Packers. Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's the Panthers and the Packers or the Vikings and the Packers?
Panthers, Packers, yes.
Oh, it
Green
still
Bay.
Don't matter. Give me Green Bay.
Yeah, Green Bay.
Who you going with, man?
Green Bay.
Panthers, Packers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Go with Aaron Rodgers. You know, I'm going out on a limb, baby. I'm going with Carolina. I'm going with Carolina.
That's a big ass limb.
Hey, man. Yep. Hey. Vikings, Cowboys. Now I got it right. Vikings, Cowboys at AT&T Stadium in Dallas. Who you picking, executive? Vikings, Cowboys.
Minnesota.
I am picking. Oh, Lord have mercy. You know what? I hate to do it, but I'm going with Dallas. Professor, who you going with? Vikings, Cowboys.
Shit.
I hate it. I hate it. I had to pick that pick.
I mean, yeah, man. I'm gonna go with Minnesota. Yeah.
Go with the Minnesota. Got you.
I think
Got
Dalvin
you.
Cook might hurt Dallas.
I think. What's the boy named? DeMarcus
Shit.
Lawrence might hurt Dalvin Cook. I hate him. But damn it, I don't know. I think that's going to be the toughest defense that I think he's going to have to face is them damn Cowboys. Oh, I just hated saying that. Oh, God. I just want to throw up. Last game, Seahawks 49ers. Executive, who you going with?
Ooh.
Seahawks 49ers. That's going to be a good one.
Yes, it is. That should be the game of the week. Should be.
It's Monday night, baby. It's Monday night. Executive.
I'm thinking, man.
What'd you say? Shout out to Martin.
Where they playing?
In Levi Stadium.
Damn.
Oh. Yeah, this is a tough one.
Who did Seattle just sign?
Josh Gordon,
Josh
right?
Gordon. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
But ain't Josh Gordon hurt?
No.
That's why they were able to sign him, because you have to completely clear all protocol before you can be signed. Yeah, he's playing. He's playing. And that's why I can almost confidently go Seattle, because there's not two Richard Shermans on San Francisco, and now Seattle got three wideouts that can stretch the field.
Yes,
so,
they do. They do.
So because you got three wideouts that can stretch the field, Chris Carson and a mobile quarterback, give me Seahawks. I don't give a damn how great your pass rush is. Y'all gonna be tired by fourth quarter. So yeah, give me Seattle.
I'm going with Seattle as well. Professor X Factor, you got the last pick, baby. Seahawks, 49ers. Who you picking?
Although Seattle's defense is ranked 28th in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going with Seattle.
Going with Seattle. Gotcha.
Because Russell Wilson has been playing lights out all year long.
Yeah, what? Say it again.
He has been playing his ass off all year long.
Man.
I know the 49ers got the number one ranked defense, and they third in the league in rushing, but they are 24th in the league in passing. If you can stop them from running the ball, get a couple of three and outs. Seattle can run. Seattle can pass. They have a balanced offense. Their defense, however, is 28th in the league. But their offense is number 2 in the league. So, yeah, I'm taking Seattle.
Well, I'm taking Seattle for a different reason. And even though that reason that you just said is valid, and what Q said was valid, because of the wide receivers that can stretch the field.
Hell yeah, it is, because Josh Gordon is a big motherfucker. He ain't no bullshit.
Yes, he is. But the thing about it is that I'm going to piggyback a little bit off of what Q said as far as the receiver core. The 49ers, and this is why I'm giving the edge to the Seattle Seahawks, even to go back to what you said, Professor, about the Seahawks defense. I don't think that's going to make a difference or make or break them. You know what I'm saying? They're just going to probably do just enough to get Seattle back the ball. But the biggest thing is that the 49ers lost Quan Alexander for the season. And they lost their general in the middle of the field. Their middle linebacker, all-pro Quan Alexander, he's done for the season. So if I'm Coach Pete Carroll, which I'm pretty sure, if he's smart, which I believe he is, what I think he'll do...
I don't know.
Pete Carroll
has done stupid shit in the past.
Well, I feel you, but I'm just saying. But I think he's going to attack the middle.
Places out, Dan.
I'm right.
If he
right.
do some shit like that in this game, I swear.
Yeah, man. That's wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, those are our week 10 picks. And, we're going to go. Hey, I got a question for y'all. We got 3 minutes left to the show. Well, we actually got 2 minutes left. So I'm going to ask you this quick question, and I'm going to go to you first, Professor. On a show today, they were talking about, on First Take, they were talking about Cam Newton. And I know we talked about Cam Newton in the past, but some of the commentators there were saying that they think that they should trade Carolina Panthers should trade Cam Newton to the Chicago Bears as their quarterback. What you think about that? Good move or bad move?
Shit. I'm going to be honest with you. Chicago actually has a few receivers over there that can actually play.
So you think
nobody
really
knows it. I think that would be a good move. I don't know from a personality standpoint how Cam fits in Chicago as a city, though. You know what I mean? From a cultural standpoint. But I guess with as many rappers as they got coming out of Chicago wearing dresses, it probably shouldn't matter.
Let me go to you, man. Cam Newton, they say that they should trade him to Chicago, man. Good move or bad move?
I don't even think that's the biggest question. I think the biggest question is which Mike is going to go to Cleveland? Tomlin or McCarthy?
You know what? How about we save that for Monday? How about we save that for Monday? 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Because Chicago's not the only team looking for Cam. So is Denver.
Gotcha. We're gonna save that conversation. I already wrote it down. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Locker Room Talk Radio. I want to thank my brother, Professor X Factor, my other brother, Executive Frankfurt, and this is Coach Gary Ward Jr., a.k.a. All Day, signing off. And remember, it's never goodbye. It's always see you later. Peace.